Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm not going to even say anything, but thank you for your patience and thank you for tuning in. Hello, hello. This is truly the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Amen. How about that? We're so excited about being here this morning and being on. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what, no matter the trick ups or whatever, we just want to talk about this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. How about that? Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It's a mighty, mighty good day. Oh, yes, it is. It is a wonderful day, a marvelous day, a peaceful day, and a day that we should be, oh, yes, amen. We should be thankful for this day because this is the day that our Father has made, and we are in it. Can you say I got a Thanksgiving down in my sanctified soul? Can you say I got a hallelujah down in my sanctified soul? Can you say that? Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we should be able to say it no matter what. Got a thank you, Jesus, down in my sanctified soul. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear. Yes, a nose to breathe. Yes. Oh, yes, a mouth that, and a tongue. So we can form words and speak, and we can say hallelujah. But even if the eyes weren't working, and the ears weren't working, and the mouth not working, we can still move our head, bat our eyes. Our friend of ours, he's gone on to be with the Lord. And if he can't do anything, he wiggled his toes or his fingers. Hallelujah. What? Give his God glory. Hallelujah. Nothing was stopping. Bat his eyes, giving God glory. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Oh, yes, we are. And we say daughters, yes, we'll tell you about that one day. But we're sons and daughters, yeah, called to pray. We're just not going to keep the sons out. We've had some sons on with us, and they prove that they are truly sons of God. Amen. They can pray, yes. Hallelujah. But we're children of the Most High God. Yeshua's mighty name. That's Jesus, y'all. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us just pray and have an attitude of gratitude this morning. Father, we just thank you for the time that you have allotted for us to be on this morning. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you for your grace. Oh, my God. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor, Father. We are thanking you. Oh, we are so grateful to you. We have so much to be grateful for. We thank you for the roof over our heads. We thank you for food on the table. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. In some cases, it may not be what we want or what we feel we have a taste for, but it will satisfy the stomach and the body. And we thank you for it, Father, in Yeshua's mighty name. We thank you, Father, for being in these United States. In spite of the fact that it is the land of our enslavement, yes. But we thank you, Father, that you've allowed us to grow. We thank you that you freed us and you set us where we can participate in the government, yes. And we can make a decision, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Understanding that it is you who make the final decision. You have the say-so. Yes, we thank you for the leverage that you give man to perform in government. But it is you who set up the government. It is you who choose who will sit down and who will get up.
Hallelujah. Be seated in different seats. God, it is you. Hallelujah. Man can say and defame one another, but it is you, God, who make the decision. And we thank you. And we understand. For the heart of the king is in your hand. Woo! Glory. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Regardless of how powerful they think they are, it is you, Almighty God, that make the final decision. Woo! Glory. The very breath that they breathe, Almighty God, is in your hands. Hallelujah. You set a number that they cannot change. Ha! Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the sovereign God. Woo! Glory. The earth is yours. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. It is you, great God. And we give you glory. And we thank you. We thank you for our salvation. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for your son. Yes. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. For God so loved the world, you gave your only begotten. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He is our bridge to you, Father. And we thank you for it this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We thank you for being a healer. Yes, Lord, and allowing us to walk in our healing. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our Father, our Lord, our Master, and our King. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven. Oh, God. Hallowed be thy name. Ah, you are high and exalted. Oh, yes, you are. Hallowed be thy most holy name. Thy kingdom come on earth. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come on earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you for your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, Lord. You are the sovereign God, the absolute. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. For making the crooked ways straight. Thank you for guarding us. Thank you for giving us shalom. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Your shalom. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that our children walking in the circle of your blessings. Yes, Lord. No hurt, no harm, no danger to come upon them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for guarding, directing, and instructing them. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. For no weapon formed against them shall prosper. The enticement to do evil. The enticement to use drugs, illicit drugs. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Illicit sex. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. To be rude and ugly. Thank you. No weapon formed. The enticement to do those things. Hallelujah. Don't come nigh them. Hallelujah. Can't be enticed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To do evil. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. We apply the blood of Yeshua over them. Hallelujah. Who glory over their homes. Yes, Lord. Over them in school. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, when they are being taught things that are not right. Who cover their ears, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them strength to stand. Hallelujah. For righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I'm almighty God. Hallelujah. Let them know when to speak and when to hold their peace. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being their strength today. Yes, Lord, their guidance today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch their hearts, almighty God. Give them a love for you, and only you can satisfy. Don't let them go out all searching or going and getting caught up in all different problems trying to find love. Let them understand and be aware that you are what they're looking for. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Yes, there you being their satisfier. Yes, Lord. Thank you for being their satisfier. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, glory. Allow them to know they must honor you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for God granting them traveling mercy. Thank you, every place that they go, we apply the blood of Jesus today. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, and guide young people everywhere, God. Those who have ones praying for them and those who are out here all by themselves. Let them know that they're not by themselves. Protect them, Father. God, and give them a way of escape out of the hand of the enemy. Almighty God. Send forth help from the sanctuary and fight battles for them. Protect them. Be a hiding place for all of them. Lord God, hallelujah, a shield of defense. Thank you, almighty God. Glory to those whose hearts are bitter and cold. Soften their hearts, almighty God, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Soften their hearts. You didn't send them here to be hard-hearted. Hallelujah. Murderers, hallelujah, thieves, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, reverse it, almighty God. Your will, your purpose, almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against any of them shall prosper. Give them shelter, almighty God. Clean clothes and a safe place to lay their head. Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rock of ages. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father. Thank you. Those who are sick and those lost loved ones, comfort. Oh, hallelujah. Fill the hole, the gap, almighty God. Fill the space, almighty God. Let your love just generate. Almighty God, overflow, almighty God, hallelujah, oh glory, your shalom, hallelujah, ooh, guide them in the right direction, to the right places and the right people, ooh God, hallelujah, none that will lead them astray, almighty God, let them lose the evil deeds and tricks that they have gained while they were in the world. Let them lose it. Hallelujah. Be forgotten. Almighty God. Your way, your ways. Hallelujah. They retain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in the age that's depending on people to help them. Give those that are surrounding them hearts of compassion. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Out of mercy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, almighty God. As they stand in the line to vote. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them be safe this morning. Almighty God. Touch their hearts. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Let a prayer meeting break out. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Let a prayer meeting break out. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You can't stop a prayer meeting. Woo! Giving you glory, blessing your name. The earth is Lord's. Hallelujah. be the God of these United States. Almighty God, his property and his territory. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let a prayer meeting. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Break out. Oh, glory. Glory. Let fire. Oh, Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah. Change heart. Yes, Lord. Assembly, churches in these United States. Let us all come together. Ooh, be on one accord, Almighty God. Thank you, Father, according to your will and according to your way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for this day. Yes, Lord. All those with sickle cell anemia traits. Yes, lupus. Yes, Lord. Lifting them up. Oh, God, hallelujah, healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing. Heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. Oh, Lord. Lymphoma, hallelujah. Oh, God, cancer. Oh, rebuke those cells that are growing so fast and won't die. Oh, God. Oh, God, let them die and new cells come forth. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Children in foster care who are being mistreated. Oh, God, step in. Oh, don't let them achieve their goals of wickedness. Oh, when people would do evil, they're forced to do good. Oh, God, the harder they get, try to do evil and be mean, the sweeter they become. Ooh, glory, hallelujah, the sweeter they become. Hallelujah. Those that are on the job that's setting your children up for traps. Hallelujah. Ooh, let it be revealed, Almighty God. Hallelujah. The meaner they attempt to be, the sweeter they get. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for peace on the job. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that you put on the job. Thank you. They operate in the spirit of excellence. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Grateful for the job. Grateful to you for their job. That they show themselves strong and mighty in excellence. Yes, Lord. They're working as unto you. Hallelujah. Glorifying you. Hallelujah. Not taking advantage of any situation on their jobs. Glory that would cause negativity to you, Almighty God, glorifying you. Don't say nothing but just perform your excellence. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give them peace on the job. Let them be, oh, God, grateful. May not be what they want, but let them be grateful for what they have. Hallelujah. You can do exploits. You can show great and mighty things through them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Who grant them traveling mercy to and for the highways and the byways. Yes, Lord. The back roads. The waterways. Yes, Lord. The airways. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for our president. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. The cabinet members, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. All the first responders, thank you, Lord, for touching them. Thank you for encouraging them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those that took care of me. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless them exceedingly. Under and above all, they could ask, I think. Oh, the pilots in the helicopter. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Yeshua over every ambulance and over every helicopter and transporting patients. Hallelujah. Emergency rooms. Yes, Lord. No how. Oh, glory. Oh, your spirit of healing. Just flow it through. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. Oh, thank you. Keep your people safe. Keep our homes, our properties, and our territories safe. Clear the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. Almighty God, yes, Lord, safe. Ooh, our shopping areas safe. Schools safe. Traveling to and for safe. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Peace like a river flow. Hallelujah. 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 It is well. Thank you, Lord. It is well. God, you're so good. And we thank you. Thank you for healed bodies. Thank you, Lord, that glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for peace. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. This is the day, oh my Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in this day. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we are. We are glad in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 1, oh, yes. We probably should read this verse of first mention, and set the foundation. Yes, yes. In the beginning, the Almighty God made the beginning. Glory, hallelujah. In the beginning. Well, let's just shout right there. If you know who I'm going to pronounce right here, right here, right here. So those who don't know will know. So won't get it confused who we prayed to just a moment ago, who we're depending on to lead us, guide us, protect us, and our loved ones to be a shield, our provider. Yeah, this is right here, right here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let us make man in our, I'm going to 20, verse 26. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Yeah, I'm just bubbling all over. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Listen, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to jump over to verse 26. Verse 26 says, and God said, let us, no bang there, no bang, no bang, baby, no bang. All of a sudden something, power, something. Mm-mm, God, Elohim, Adonai, Elohim. Yes, El, the self-sustaining one, one that doesn't need anything from anybody. You know that this right here, God. God said, with a capital G, as we realize there are a lot of gods, but we're establishing who we worship. Yes. And God said, bless us the most holy name. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. You notice the him and the them. And God blessed them. Oh, yeah. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Yes. Doctor, I've been studying this Genesis, creation and the fall, and he does such an excellent teaching. I've just been going over and over, and when I get off the broadcast this morning, I'm studying a lecture, and I just continue to get more and more. I don't know when I'm going to turn it loose, but I just continue to get more and more understanding, and it's clearer and clearer, and he causes you to think. And I say to us when we're getting ready to study to ask God to remove all previous lessons that that we have studied and we studied in error and allow the Holy Ghost to have free reign and give us the knowledge that we that is there for us in the passage of Scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love the Genesis story, the whole story. What I've learned, I went as far as Abraham and Sarah. Yeah. And Sarah and Ishmael's mother, Hagar. And, oh, just open your eyes. It is just a beautiful lesson. I don't want to turn it loose. I don't want it to end. So I'll just keep going back and back. I guess I'll do that until I get myself. But Dr. Jackson, I'm not saying he's the only great teacher, but he is a wonderful professor, and he teaches the story or the lesson on Genesis. Yes, well. Yes, with clarity. Yes, hallelujah. It is just good. So we're going to read this morning. Also, Second Chronicles 7. 13 through 14. Now listen to what God says. We read it, 14 verse, but listen what he says to the 13. And I'm not going to say anything, but you think about it. This is God. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We know who he was talking about, but he says his people, we're his people. If we turn from, if we should humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he will forgive our sins, and he will heal our land. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Yes. Uh-huh. I think we're so caught up in trying to keep our little world intact that we forget it's more than our little world, because everything on the outside affects you and your little world. Trying to mask that, get that million. I know a lot of people trying to hit that, what is the lotto, the lottery, or whatever. But you know, God wants us to put our trust in him, our confidence in him. That's what he wants. He wants us to lean on him, depend on him, knowing that he is our source. And if some of us got the $1 billion or whoever's going to get it, we'll find perhaps that there's more problems and life is easy where you are right now. Never forget, there is someone who be where you or I are right now that we may not be satisfied with. If they could be where we are, watch what they would do with it. Get a billions of dollars and cause you a lot of problems, millions of dollars. If you haven't had the experience and know what money feel like, understand money and what it brings to you and how to control it, and you'll end up being broke again. Because you call it new money. Hadn't been seasoned. And people characterize new money. That's right. New money. Yeah. We don't want to be. So we want what God wants for us. And we say we want to be comfortable. Sure. But I know that God wants us to lean and depend on him. And if we're to have it, he'll groom us to have whatever it is that we'll have, and we won't sin against him. We won't put that, because things come and go. Life changes. Yeah, it's never the same. It never stays the same. It moves, you know. And so what Paul said, find myself to be content when I have, when I don't have, I'm good. Yeah, hallelujah. I'm good. That's right. Paul said he's good. So when we find ourselves in a good place, because why? You got Jesus. What the song says? I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. You have peace. You have everything when you have Jesus. You have everything when you have the Lord. You do. Because he's everything. Or you could have all that money and people trying to kill you, trap you up, kidnap you for your money. You want to just start giving it, you know. Yes. I mean, they won't kidnap us. It's not worth the effort. Oh, and don't forget, today we're voting. I voted last week, and I hope that each and every one of you who can will exercise, this is just Margaret 101, the right to vote, you know. Well, it don't make no sense, and that, but people died for you to vote. I'll never forget my mom. even after she had been so sick. And my mom was an amputee. And she was blessed to have a good education. And she was so excited because for black women in her time, when we were coming up, it wasn't easy for them, especially ones that had a handicap or a disability, I'll say, to work. But my mom was eager, and one place she would work is with those literacy classes, teaching people to read and write so that they would be able to vote. You know, they saw and they knew the importance. I mean, even if you just knew, we take so much for granted. If you just knew those who stood up and said, I'm going to go to vote, and some of the consequences was deadly, and they knew the possibilities of what could happen to them, and it did to so many of them. But nevertheless, I'm talking about our people. They voted. Sometimes I get a little upset when people who are not natives here, and they'll come here and then they'll look and they say, y'all, why y'all don't have this or why y'all don't have that? They don't have a clue. We didn't come here invited. We weren't invited guests. You know, the Statue of Liberty didn't welcome us. But you can see our ancestors' footprint deep in this nation. And we had strong parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. Oh, we've come a mighty long way. Oh, yes, we have. Oh, yes. There are many trials and tribulations and trauma. Oh, yes. And I won't let anybody not in my presence the spiritual hymn that our people sung to bring us over so you and I could be where we are, you and I could vote. Yes. And we had praying people. We had people who came up with their own language so that they could communicate. And it is a respectable, legitimate language. And so many of us don't know about it. And when we hear it, we make fun and make light. But we have to know that it is a privilege. And blood and sweat went into the works to accomplish the task for us to be able to exercise our vote. Mm-hmm. Let God tell you who to vote for. Yeah, and we understand it's in his hand. He has the final say. He already knows the outcome. You know, and there are some brothers and sisters who God has already told, truly, have told who's going to be in and who's going to be out. When it's necessary, he'll reveal it. Not necessary. You go and do what you were given the right to do as a citizen of these United States. Please don't take that for granted. I know we're coming up with a lot of different teachings now. One thing, and I'm, you know, have discussion about it. I know this, that Jesus came, Yeshua came, so that we would have the right to the tree of life. How about that? And I know that he has to know you. You have to know me. Mm-hmm. It is important to have a relationship with him. I don't know about all of that, but I know I have to the relationship I identify with him. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. Wherever I am, as long as, if he doesn't know me, it doesn't mean a thing. But if he knows me, it means everything. God knows you. Yes. If I'm pleasing him, if I am walking in the light, yes. Then I'm all right. If I'm not mistreating my brother, if I'm not thinking too highly of myself than I ought because God has blessed me, and then all of a sudden I turn my nose at people, shame on you. We can't do that. And if we gonna look and act like the world, can't do that. Won't do it. No. Turning our nose, making fun, making light, that's not a nice thing. Because there's someone making fun of you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised. And some of the same ones you making fun of are making fun of you, you know. So get off of that merry-go-round. Don't be a part of it. Be grateful. Again, for what you have. You have the right to vote. Be grateful. Exercise it. And I understand, you know, the back and forth conversations I do. But be grateful for the opportunity. And then exercise your right. But first, pray and ask God what you should do, how you should do it. To lead you and guide you, give you the strength to stand, give you the favor, so maybe you can get there and you don't have to stand too long, or maybe you can meet a friend, yeah, or you could tell somebody of the goodness of Jesus, yeah, every opportunity, yeah, as I said, we're just going to have church, hey, may as well, the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, you may as well have church. Glory, hallelujah. Just go on and praise him. Yes, my Lord. Ooh, just go and praise him. He's worthy of our praise. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He's worthy of the praise. He and he alone, hallelujah. Wait a minute. Talking about Almighty God. That's right. Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Adonai Elohim. Yes. Hey, glory. Isaiah 43:7. And you can read the entire 43rd verse. But listen, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created, let me read it again, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. 8 says, the subtitle is, I am the Lord. Listen, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. I just love this. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, listen, says the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, and capital T, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Listen. 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 That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no capital G-O-D form, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. That I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. We see what Genesis said, but we see what God said. He said, I am the Lord. I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am he. That's what he said before the day was. We thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He is so good to us. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Why? Because he let us know who he is. And let us know how he created us in his image and in his likeness. How he loves us. We're called sons and daughters of God. You know, he tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. Yes. But when you're in authority and when you understand who you are, you can give honor to whom honor is due. Hey, you get it. Do you know that you are the child of the Most High God, the Maker and the Creator of the heavens and the earth? The earth is your father. Yes. So, you know, you hear on this earth and we're trying to mass up wealth and riches. Let me just give it a little bite here. You can have on a pair of jeans. With a lot, you know, they have the holes in them nowadays, deliberate. But you can have on some rough apparel. And if you're confident in who you are and whose you are, it will not reflect the reality that you're a child of God. If they don't make you, that's right. It will not do it. It will not do it. Would you be targeted? Yes. I've had some targets on jobs. People who thought you thought were your friends. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. You still got a child. And you're in a reign that's so higher that you can say, Father, forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like your faith is in. Forgive them. And I'm not talking about, you know, doing backstabbing, stand up, you don't know who I am. That's crazy. Okay. It's important you know who you are. And are you walking accordingly?
Yeah.
After the flesh, after the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put ourselves in check or do a check up.
Uh-huh.
Are we identifying? Who we identifying with? You know, some of us, you don't want me to pick up my old ways. I'll pick it up and cuss you out and lay it back down. Oh, really? You don't know what you're saying. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't know. You don't know what you're saying. I'll do this. You don't want me to pray on you. Well, that doesn't sound like that's from God. So check your God. Yeah. Check where you are. God, Jesus didn't walk the earth like that. So we have a cloud of witnesses. We have a great God. We have the Son of God who walked the earth among men, who ate with them. They touched him. They beheld him and how he walked. Know your purpose being on this earth and ask God for the anointing to complete your task and that you can walk on this earth a wonderful child of God. Yes. But the wisdom that he supplies us with daily. Yes. And the authority. Let me read something. We have a few more minutes. Anyway, if I could just tell you some of the stuff that God is good. He just let it roll. I could hear a drum roll this morning. We're going to read Ephesians. Yes. Ephesians 6 and 10. Excuse me. And it's instructions to children. Okay, let's do 9. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there any respect of person with him. But listen, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the power of the Holy Ghost, knowing that God is your Father. Hallelujah, the only true and living God, majesty on high, the absolute authority. Hallelujah. Bless you. Have a wonderful day. Until Friday at 9 a.m., God bless. Don't forget to vote. Thanks for tuning in.